In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Thursday, today the 27th of March. Good as always to have you with us. President Obama's tour of Europe continued today after spending the first half of the week on Ukraine and Crimea. He was in Rome this morning. The president was visiting with the Pope and taking a tour of the Colosseum. The International Monetary Fund, meanwhile, has prepared an $18 billion aid package for Ukraine, and the U.S. Congress has voted to chip in another even $1 billion. So we are going to start today just because it's been a little while with a relatively simple question. Now that the sanctions are in place and nobody seems to be ready to change their minds on this thing.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
What's up, Europe? We start in Warsaw, Poland, with John Beecham of Polski Radio. John, it's good to talk to you.
Hi there.
First of all, what's the mood? What are people saying about all this? It's been a while since we've heard from Europe.
Well, to be honest with you, there's not too much cause for alarm here in Poland. Of course, Prime Minister Tusk has repeatedly said that we're all safe and that everything is absolutely fine. This has also been reiterated by Poland's Foreign Minister, Radosław Sikorski. Poles do have this historical baggage, which means that, you know, any time that Russia does get up to something, you know, Poles do get a little bit nervous. But on the whole, it's business as usual.
Speaking of business, is the economy feeling it at all? I mean, can you, you know, is it tangible?
It certainly is. I mean, in the first 3 months, so from January to mid-March, I mean, we had a 7.3% year-on-year drop in exports to Russia. We've had, in the same period, a 6.3% year-on-year drop to Ukraine. I mean, these sound like small figures, but I mean, we're talking about one-fifth of Poland's exports. So yeah, we're going to be feeling the pinch.
I'm going to use an Americanism here, and hopefully you'll understand what I mean. Do Poles feel that the Germans with a bigger economy and the Brits to some degree and the United States, do you guys feel that everybody else has your back when it comes to this?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it depends whether you're talking about politically or economically. I mean, obviously, Germany, in terms of trade, Germany is Poland's biggest trading partner. And I think the Germans realize this. So Poland is to be reckoned with in this respect.
John Beecham with Polskie Radio in Warsaw. John, thank you so much.
No problem. Glad to be on the show.
From Warsaw, we head due west to Berlin, Germany, and reporter Thomas Marchal. Hello, Thomas.
Hi, Kai.
Give me a sense, would you, first of all, of the vibe, I guess is the word, after this Russia and Crimea thing.
I think people are certainly discussing it because, I mean, when it comes to pocketbook issues, that's always on people's minds. And Germans have seen their energy bills skyrocket over the last couple of years, even as sometimes worldwide energy prices have fallen. And so any sanctions that might be put on the Russian energy industry might actually end up hitting the Germans in their pocketbooks, and that wouldn't be pretty.
Do you think Germans are willing to deal with that or no?
Now that some of the sanctions have started to ramp up and started to kick in, there's been a shift, a slow shift among public sentiment. The question is, if a pollster would actually ask the question, okay, so do you support sanctions on Russia, on the energy sector, and other areas that could affect German jobs? They might answer yes. If your energy bill goes up by 25% in 6 months, maybe not so much.
Are people over there happy with, satisfied with Angela Merkel and Germany sort of being the point person on this for the Europeans with the Russians? It very much seems like you guys are, you know, you guys are the big stick over there, sort of.
We definitely are the big stick. I mean, no matter what David Cameron and François Hollande and the other leaders
might say.
don't tell them. No, definitely not. I mean, I think it's kind of like this is the role that Germany is playing. And that's the shape of things to come as we move forward here in Europe.
Thomas Marchal, we got him in Berlin. Thomas, thanks very much.
You're welcome.